Welcome to episode 438 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. Savannah, Georgia, fondly referred to as the hostess of the South, she has much to offer her guests, from scenic coastal landscapes, architecture seemingly frozen in time, a rich, vibrant history filled with pirates, mystery, scandal, and Girl Scouts. Not to mention some of the best food in the South. Recently, Lindsay had the opportunity to visit and sample some of what Georgia's first city has to offer. So let's get started. I know nothing about Savannah other than the name. And I know some people named Savannah. Does that count for anything? Does that
count? Not exactly, George.
Okay, well, I tried.
So this was actually my return to Savannah. I hadn't been there for many years. My husband was stationed there at Hunter Army Air Base before we were married. And I would go visit him quite frequently. In fact, I spent like a whole month at a time down there. But I was so scared going back that I was going to be lonely or miss him because he couldn't come with. I was attending a conference and it was a completely different city. I mean, all the history is still there, but the river, the new plant, Riverside District, it's like they just added a whole another section Savannah onto the city. So there's so much. It's not an exaggeration to say there's so much there. There really is something for everyone. I think this is like the perfect destination for groups or girls groups or
actually. I went several times for St. Patrick's Day. And that's
you're one of those.
Yeah, it's like a huge party on St. Patrick's Day, but it's been decades.
The biggest party besides Boston.
Yeah. I have a really great picture of my husband in a green and white jester's hat from St. Patrick's Day on River.
Yeah. But fond memories. Fond memories.
So I love the, have you been into the airport, the rocking chairs outside?
No. When I go to Savannah, I drive there. It's not that far for me.
It's like a 5-hour drive for me.
I have to say that even arriving at the airport in this city feels like you're arriving into a welcome center. And so, you know, because there's the stores, it's kind of like a one section of the airport opens up and it's almost like a big giant courtyard area with the black metal, the radar that they bring in kind of from outside the light post.
Oh, really?
They had a big, beautiful Christmas tree and all the Christmas decorations and all the airport shops that normally look like cheesy. They look like little mom and pop shops with the I don't remember what it's called, but the framework where it's like squares and stuff on the windows. It's really well done and very welcoming. And then you get outside and there's rocking chairs to sit and wait for your Uber or your ride. It's such a cute little airport. So there's my little plug for the airport. And they have Leopold's ice cream inside. So when I left, I was able to get some Leopold's to go, which is good because I didn't have time to actually go while I was.
Do they have Wet Willies in the airport?
No, but that is massively expanded. When I was there before, there was only one Wet Willies. And now I feel like it's a franchise or something because it feels like
it is a franchise. Because they have them in Miami and stuff too, but yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that's I'm on a list somewhere where I'm not allowed to have. I think that was my first
call a cab.
That was my first experience with 100% grain alcohol, and I had a call me a cab in 3 red, white, blue shots, and this was a long time ago. And I'm just very grateful that I was skinny enough then that my husband could carry me.
So where did you stay while you were in Savannah?
So I kind of hopped around a bit. We were supposed to be staying just at the Thompson, which I did spend the big majority of my time there. I was at an invite. This is very grateful to have been invited for the third year in a row to a luxury travel conference. I was invite only. And the hotel is absolutely gorgeous. Not to mention the concierge at that particular hotel is a double gold key concierge. So that's the Gold Key Concierge is quite a distinct honor in the hotel industry. And if there's somebody in that city who can get you anything, it's her. She's a good friend to have. So that place is absolutely beautiful, wonderful place to have an event like what I was attending. Also a great place to go with your families. It's kind of where the celebrities go, or the more bougier folks. It's out by the overlooking the river there, and on the new end in the there was whatchamacallit, like a courtyard outside. You can take your dogs to this hotel.
That's you can cool.
bring your dogs. Yeah, so there was dogs in the lobby.
Your bougie dogs?
Yeah, your bougie dogs.
Of course, the bougie dogs.
Did they have like a doggy room service menu?
I don't believe it's definitely.
I've been in a hotel that had that before. I remember I'm like, oh, we could get bacon and eggs for our dog.
Puppy. it was very nice. But before I went to the Thompson, I came in specifically to go to the Alida. I was in a little early. Very cute little boutique hotel, smaller, and it's down in the brand new Plant Riverside District on that end of the Riverwalk, and it's just gorgeous. There's a little restaurant in there called the Rhett's. It's kind of themed after Scarlet and Rhett.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it like a Gone with the Wind thing?
Yeah, it's not like you're thinking. Don't think that type of old South. This is more like New Age South. It's very much a hip boutique. There are bikes that you can take around the city. There are these little car, like tiny mini car things that rent outside in the summertime when it's nicer. They have this really amazing feature. All of the rooms, by the way, this building is a brand new building, but it doesn't look brand new. It looks like they took an older building and turned it into a hotel. And it has that type of a charm to it with the wood floors, and each room is very distinct and unique and has some unique features in it. But they have this amazing feature on every single floor of this hotel that I'm going to be ruined for the rest of my life. It was right outside my door. There is a basically like a little breakfast bar area where you can get water by the tap. When you check in, you're given a refillable water bottle, and the water you can get sparkling, cold or tap, just on tap, 24 hours a day. There's oranges and things they put in the bowl, and just one of the coolest features in a hotel, especially for somebody who's working while they're in there. I just walked out of my room and filled my little sparkling water bottle, and very, very friendly staff, very great resource for a lot of the local good places to eat, just a nice place to stay. I was very happy with that hotel. And there was this beautiful window seat sit in and work. So let's see where else. I wouldn't say that after the Thompson, I went to the JW Marriott. I wanted to check out the new hotel downtown. I'd watched a little blurb about it. Inside this hotel, hanging from the ceiling, is a giant skeleton, replica of the skeleton of the biggest dinosaur ever, and it's kind of chromed over. It's really cool. So they turned this part of this hotel into a natural history little mini walkthrough museum. So there's quite a few things on display there from I forget what they're called, whatever, the shiny rocks. Help me, geodes. There's a bunch of geodes and stuff all over there, and along with bones and some little history. And each part of this, the JW, is themed differently. So there's a different feel to each of the buildings over there. And there's three different hotels comprised into one. So
that's cool.
And there's a wonderful area outside with, I think there's like 25, 30 restaurants or something. It's quite a bit. You could stay there and never eat anywhere else. I wouldn't recommend that because there's so much food elsewhere in the city that's worth venturing out to, but there's just that much in this area that you're spoiled for choice, I would say.
Yeah, it's a cool looking place.
It was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that I did that. I felt a little, I was like, I could have just stayed in the same place the whole time, but I just can't do that. I have to see, how they all work out. And the room, that room was very, very, I was in the Muse building, and it was very bougie. I could definitely see a bachelorette or a bridal party having a wonderful time in there. The rooms had like little crystal chandelier decor and on the lights, and the bed was kind of, I guess, very luxuriously purple velvet type material. And there was a fainting couch underneath the window. Very, very, very distinct feel to this property. Very artsy, too, the whole.
So talk about the Plant Riverside District, because you mentioned that a couple of times. So that sounds new since I was there in the 90s.
This is an expanded part of Savannah, of the Riverwalk. So if the River Street used to end kind of at one point, and then now it's almost like, I want to say, is it twice as big? This, the JW Marriott Yacht, the main building, the main lobby building, is the old, it's an old plant. It's an old power plant building that was, ironically enough, one of the few things I have a picture of from this little dolphin cruise I made my husband do years and years and years ago. fell for one of those little sandwich board signs with a picture of a dolphin, and underneath it said, "Dolphins love to swim alongside our boat. Pay us money and go out on this dolphin cruise." And we went on, I dragged him on this dolphin cruise, and we saw dolphins from a distance as they were going under the water to get the shrimp. They just follow the shrimp trawler.
Smart dolphin.
Yeah, but you see the dolphins. I mean, you saw them, right?
But I have these old film pictures from Savannah, and I don't have very many of the city because most of them are of my husband or like us together. But I've got this photo album, and one of the things that I noticed in there were I could recognize the stacks in the picture of that building. And so it was kind of neat. I'll have to do a side by side with what it looks like now. But it was, and oddly enough, when I was in the Alita, actually, my window looked out over the JW building, and I could see the stacks from my window.
So I'm looking at River Street, and it looks like that is like the north, I guess, like the northwesty side of River Street, I guess west. Yeah. Kind of brings back memories, to be honest.
It sort of reminds me of the Riverwalk in New Orleans.
Yeah. I think the older part of the Riverwalk is very much like the Riverwalk in New Orleans. This new end it's definitely a little more modern. They kept a lot of the charm. They did a really great job of recreating that, especially with the Alita. And over in Perry Lane, at the Perry Lane, that's another building that looks old, but it's not. And I love that. I love that, that feeling, because it's really true to the, that part of the city. And, it's kind of in respect to the architecture that does exist there. I like that they brought it into the design.
So the last time I was there, it was like the big heyday of Forrest Gump, the Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
There's a lot of movies that have been filmed there.
Yeah, and like the Paula Deen restaurants were really big back then. So I'm sure that the food has gotten, well, I mean, I guess the Paula Deen stuff looked really good, but like, what's it like now? What's the foodie scene like?
So there's so much more. I mean, you still have the Paula Deen. You still have like the old staples like the Pirate's House and the Pink House. But now you have restaurants like the Gray, and you have what was the other one? Well, Mrs. Wilkie's, which neither one of those I really wanted to get into, but couldn't get into any of those. Next time. There's always a reason to go back to Savannah. But I've heard amazing things about the food and had wanted to go go there, but there are so many new options just in that plant district. I think we ate at the Tequila Co. and they had really wonderful food. We also ate at Vic's, which is one of the older restaurants down on the river, or the older part of the river district. Let's see, what else was there? Oh, the traditional stuff. You can't go to, I don't think you can go to Savannah and not go to at least peek in the candy kitchen and see the, I'm going to get butchered. Is it pralines or pralines? Some southern.
It color. Depends on where you're from. But well, you got to go to the River Street Candy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The Savannah Candy Kitchen on River Street. It is phenomenal. There's, you can get taffy there. You can get the pralines.
My mother-in-law lives in Hilton Head, and I drive 30 minutes to go to Savannah so I can go to the candy store.
Just to go to the candy store?
To the candy store.
Have you ever been to Bird's? So that was something I hadn't done the first time I was there. Well, when I was there before many times, but this was the first time I'd gone to Bird's.
Yes, I actually, that's what I send my clients when they, after they travel.
It's cookies. Yeah.
Yes.
I brought home like a 6-pack and I was like, oh, I should have brought 12 bags home because I gave them away so fast. I've got one bag left. I'm looking right at it. My key lime coolers. It's so good. Those cookies are so good. I think my husband took a whole bag to work and just devoured it one time.
Nice.
But let's talk about...
Did you have any seafood when you were there? Because I feel like they would have some good seafood.
There's some great seafood. I personally did not partake of seafood this trip. I have had... there's a place called... Is it the Oyster? It's...
Oysters in that part of the country are the best oysters. The cluster oysters that come from the low country, South Carolina. Well, the thing is,
also drive a car or rent a car for just the day and go down to Tybee Island and go to the beach.
Sorry Charlie's is the place that I remember. And they have a t-shirt there that I don't know if I can say, well, George can cut it out, but I bought it. Shuck me, suck me, eat me raw.
Oh, but my goodness, George.
There's nothing naughty there that I heard.
Oyster. It's not oysters. And they are delicious. Not this trip. This trip went to Vix, went to, I found this amazing Thai place, but it was a Thai chef in a bar. So it was in a seedy little bar over what's that? It was like the best chicken pad Thai I've ever had.
Nice.
And see, I really like Churchill's.
Yeah, Churchill's is good. Where did we ate somewhere else?
If you want a good Stilton pie, that is definitely the place to go.
Yeah.
What is a Stilton pie?
It's almost like this huge chunk of Stilton cheese, and it's all melty like brie, and yeah, it's so yummy.
It sounds delicious.
Oh, it is.
So when we were, let's see, when I was there years ago, I did the Mercer House tour, and that was kind of neat. We did the you can do voodoo or ghost-based tours. This time, I wanted to do something a little bit different and did a ghost tour, but I also did a mixology class. And I did a mixology class at the Prohibition Museum, which is a fantastic way to spend an afternoon in Savannah. It's a wonderful place to visit. So much history there. It's so fascinating to learn all about Prohibition and what kind of really happened here in the U.S. And I did a mixology class with them, and they have a little speakeasy inside their museum. So I went back, and they have a different menu during the day when the museum's open than at night. So I went back a couple times for that. And there's some incredible nightlife here in Savannah. There's rooftop bars, a lot of rooftop clubs and things like that. There's something for just about every taste of nightlife, from the bars that kind of feel like a little local hangout to some of the more exotic, hard to get into and hard to find places. Like I was seeking out a lot of speakeasies on this trip. We had no password, as I do. And but I found a really cool place that has one of the best menus I've ever seen for a bar. The menu is printed like a newspaper. It's kind of folded over, and you open it up, and all of the drinks are themed around songs. And so there's a picture of the album and the song title and then the drink. And these guys are phenomenal. I mean, I was watching them. I was there for quite a while watching them make drinks, and they are legit. Like they have syrups that they take 6 to 8 days to make. this is some intense craft cocktail. That there's a lot of little hidden gems. Oh, I tried to go to Flock on the Walk. If you're into Asian food, I'm told that's a really great place to go. There's a speakeasy that's right underneath there that's pretty neat. What a good smoked whiskey options, smoked old fashioned options in there.
Did you do any ghost tour stuff?
I did sign up to do a ghost tour. Unfortunately, my tour guide never showed, and I was standing in an alley at 9 o'clock at night.
No, but they do have the trolleys that they run, and I've done that one. I've done it both for a ghost one around Halloween, and then I've also done it at Christmas time to see the Christmas lights. And what's neat is they actually kind of stop in places, and then you can get out, walk around, go check it out, and then you get back up on the trolley, and they take you around. They're very reasonably priced.
Yeah. We did a historical trolley tour. There's one that is like a humorous ghost tour that I really wanted to do on the trolley with the trolley company. So next time we'll have to extend a little bit more. But this is why I go test out. I'm always constantly putting myself in situations I would never want to put my clothes in. So that'll be the last time I use that particular tour company. But there are so many options and things to do down there that there's not a, you know, you can't throw a stick and not hit a ghost tour.
So, I bet that Christmas was a good time to go with the weather too, because I'm going to be down there in June and I just think it's going to be hot.
Well, this is the thing to do in June though. And this is, I'm sure Lindsay didn't do this, because you have to buy your tickets and get involved in the lottery to get tickets. But if you ever get a chance to go down and go to a Savannah Bananas game.
Oh, really?
So it is, it's little league, not little league, but minor league baseball. But they do dancing and they, you know, do like hijinks out there. And it's become more of a fun thing to do with the family. But like I said, you have to join the lottery in order to get a ticket. Wow. Because it's so popular.
We didn't do that, but they did come, the Savannah Tourism Board did come talk to us about how fun those games were to.
So what makes a difference from like a Durham Bulls game?
So it's not just during like the times when they're changing sides, it's during the game.
Oh.
So okay. They don't care about points. They don't care about scoring. It's not about getting ahead. They really do play baseball, but I mean, when someone like throws it out of the park, they might be doing cartwheels down to first base.
Okay.
So, you know, it's all hijinks and fun and entertainment.
Cool. Maybe I will check that out. I'll have to ask my husband.
Sounds like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It looks like they do Christmas markets too, which would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, without being frozen.
Yeah.
It was a little rainy, a little cold. I was there in November. It wasn't too bad, but then again, I'm from the north, so it doesn't really, your cold, the cold down there doesn't really feel like cold necessarily to me. Oh, I do have to say, I was trying to look up the name of the cafe. Stevedore Goods? Oh, one of the best sandwiches I've ever had, and they delivered it right to our room. It was the sweetest thing ever. They kind of gave us a little taste of Savannah when we checked into the Thompson. The Stevedore Bakery baguette with cultured local butter, Bob Woods country ham paired with Fleeting House pickles and New Creation Soda Works butter pecan cream soda. It was delicious. So eat the local food. Go visit some of the local stores. I have, I had a very
sounds
surprising.
Sounds like a bougie sandwich.
it was a bougie sandwich, but it was very tasty. And it was such a welcome surprise to come back from researching and to find sitting on my bureau in the room. There was one other thing. Do you guys have this gas station in North Carolina? It's called, I can't remember what the heck it, I stopped there on a whim on the way back. Parker's Kitchen. Do you have a Parker's Kitchen, or is that only a Savannah thing?
I thought you were going to say Bucky's.
Yeah, I was thinking Bucky's too.
I think it was Bucky's for the first time in January, but this is something completely different. So Parker's Kitchen, it's like a little, like a gas station, and they have a food counter in the back. I was told that I could not leave Savannah without going to Parker's Kitchen to eat the fried chicken. And I thought, well, this is crazy. Fine. I Ubered over and did it. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, it was freaking amazing. Mm. That's a really, why is the food in the gas station so good? Like, I think that chicken was better, that everything I got at the gas station was better than most of the meals that I'd had in like nice sit down expensive restaurants elsewhere. Okay. So it's really sad. But Parker's Kitchen. So yeah, that's, it's definitely going to be a must visit on every trip.
See, I'll have to check that out next time I go down there.
There's a veteran-owned coffee shop down to right across from the JW Marriott, and it is, they have phenomenal coffee. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Oh, Deb's Pub, yeah. The creepy little Two Cracked Eggs has great breakfast. There's a lot of nice little hole in the wall places that you can kind of discover in the area. And like I said, that Thai food I had, I mean, I just follow the recommendations of the concierge or the bartender or whoever I run into in the area and kind of suss out. And I'd been recommended, had multiple people recommend that place to me. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go into this bar I would normally not go into and go get food, but it was delicious. So it was a lot of fun. I love Savannah. I'll go any, I don't need an excuse to go.
Great. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.